This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
Good morning, everyone.
That's Marie and...
Good morning, you just overloaded the system.
That's Paul from down the hall. I don't care. We talked about you yesterday.
What did you say? Was it good?
You have to stay tuned. Marie and I talked about you, Paul from down the hall, yesterday when we were driving back from the coast. You'll find out why later on.
Something about charisma.
I want to start, I want to start the show with a bit of pump. Let's. Yeah. What was the postcode for Texas?
4-3-8-2-8-4-8-5
Hit it.
People say it's a one-horse town. There's nothing much to do when the sun goes down. Say that out loud at the wall.
It's the beginning of the weekend. What are you up to? making a start on a long-winded list of things you've got to do. Well, I can think of something better, something much more fun. Well, you're in luck, turn the radio up. It's Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn.
Top of the morning to you. Yeah, it is Saturday mornings with me, Jamie, my wife Marie, and my good friend Paul.
Good morning.
We accidentally ended up on a show together, and I kind of like it. I do like it.
I love it.
Working with you guys.
Yeah, it's good.
We're going to go around Australia. I'm going to ring Dan, the man in Rockhampton, halfway up the state. He's coming down for my shows too.
He always does. He's loyal, isn't he?
He is a good friend. Met him as a listener.
You keep the farm, I'll collect the back.
Dan, the man from Rockhampton.
Hello?
That song that you just sang is mine.
That's Weekend Cowboy by Jamie Dunn. I was listening to it just the other day as I was hooning through the streets of Rockhampton.
Yeah, one of my big hits.
So I was on local radio up there?
I don't know why. Yeah, I found the top of my phone and, you know, cows and plows and cockatoos with my good looks, how could I?
Yeah, I was bagging every country artist in a song.
Mm.
And isn't it strange that I got Troy Cassidaly's in there because I say, I sing songs about trains, but I prefer to fly there. They're all hypocrites, that's what I see, and I'm bagging. And then I end up working with his son.
I know. And I used to ring up and ask for you to play it, and then you had to explain to Clay, oh, that's about your dad.
Now, you're coming down for the shows.
Yes, I am. I'll drive down on the Tuesday.
And now, did you buy a camper trailer?
Yes, I did.
Ooh. Because Paul has bought a camper trailer.
I have, and I'm sick of it, and I'm selling it.
What? Are you selling it?
Yeah.
Aren't you going away in it and, like, you know?
No, I'm going away today to the Bunya Mountains, and we're staying in a house, bloody house.
Right.
Oh, you've had enough of the trailer?
Yeah.
Because we were driving back from the coast, weren't we?
Yes.
And we saw this trailer and Paul's got one of them. And I pointed.
Oh, is that what you were talking about?
Then? Yeah.
Ah, yeah, no more.
Yeah, but well, tell Dan the downfalls of a camper trailer.
Well, it was great for a long time. And, it, you know, if you're in the mood. Mm. But we've just had a couple of really, I don't know how to say, shithouse runs.
You can't say runs on the radio, mate.
Exactly. It's a technical term.
Yep.
we just didn't enjoy it anymore. I think it's too small as well for the three of us, so the younger one's getting older. And
There's five of you.
Yeah, there's five.
Yeah.
And I think it's great the size that it is for
you know,
four
like
of
in
us.
Jaws, he goes, we're going to need a bigger boat. So you've just bought yours, Dan, eh?
Yes. Yeah, but mate of mine had it and he's upgraded, he bought a bus. So, yeah, we're going to take it away this weekend, actually. So I'll come home on we go 3 days down at Yeppoon and then I'll come home on the Monday.
No, I don't want to interrupt you, but you'll be 2 days at Yeppoon. One day is setting up the trailer.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, true. One day's packing up the trailer.
Hey, we went to Yippoon. Dan and I went to Yippoon, didn't we? Why?
We were
romantic weekend away.
Yeah. Oh, so it was sort of. We were good. We were.
Yeah.
He came with me to. I did some work for the Salvation Army, raising money for something.
For they're starting off their appeal. Their local appeal. So you went and we had breakfast and we looked longingly at each other across the table while people were trying to take money off us.
And I had to stand up and tell them about my life, which took about, you know, I started at, say, 8 o'clock. I finished about 1 minute past 8.
Oh, I don't believe that.
I got up and went, it was good.
It was good.
Give money. Bye.
Is that what the aggro shows are going to be like?
Maybe a little longer. I'm not sure.
Oh, cool.
You'll know. You'll be in the box with me.
My arm's getting sore down here. Use yours.
I'll have a sleep. Yeah. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Yeah, so, well, it's good that you're coming down. I'm looking forward to it. I really am. Now, what's happening in Rockhampton? The reason I rang you is to go around Australia. Yeah. What's happening in Rockhampton today?
Not a great deal. It's a little bit overcast, but nice and cool for a change. Actually, it's strange weather at the moment.
Yeah, it is.
Hot during the middle of the day, but cool in the morning, so it's good.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed you're sniffing a lot today.
Maybe.
Have you been tested? Have you been tested? Over.
Well, I have, actually, months ago, and it wasn't enjoyable at all.
Oh, doesn't that, like, I've been tested. Oh. It comes out the back of your neck.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They go right up and just a bit tickle your brain. It goes, oh.
You know what happened to me one time, talking about being tested? I went to get a prostate check. And the guy at the Wesley.
I hope it was a doctor.
It was a doctor.
The cleaners.
No, I was one of the guys in the foyer. No? I just walked in and I thought, let's cut out the middleman. Would you mind giving me your index finger? No, anyway, the doctor, and he's talking to me. He's going, oh, how about those Broncos, eh? And all that sort of stuff, you know, when you're in the position. And,
yes.
And you know, he goes, and you're like, that's not natural, or is it? There. And you know what he said to me? He said,
no.
Ian Skibbon was in here yesterday.
Oh. No.
Ian Skibbon's a guy I worked with for 17 years on the radio, and I couldn't help but think, you know, out of all index fingers in Brisbane, we both end up on the same one.
Small world.
You know.
Well, you work at the same place.
Yeah.
Kind of, you could say it's the same deal, really.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh.
Yeah, but anyway.
What did I say?
That's my
same thing, different day.
Yeah. Well, on that note, we might move on with the show, I think, Dan.
Can I have Weekend Cowboy?
You can have a Jamie Dunn song, Weekend Cowboy, and see, let's listeners see if they can pick who I'm bagging on the way through. I sing songs about training. That's Troy.
Mm-hmm. Eat more beef sticker stuck to my ute window, driving a black Porsche.
That's Lee Kernaghan. Cows and plows and cockatoos. That's
John Williamson.
John Williamson. All right, let's just play it. Here I am singing.
I'm a truck driving man, but I just can't drive the truck. I sing songs about trains, but I prefer to fly there. I'm a gambling man who's never tried his luck. Just another country music maker who's a city dwelling faker. I sing songs about love, but all my family hate me. I say I love that country cooking, but I only dine a la carte. I gotta need more beef sticker stuck to my ute window. But if the truth be known, I drive a black Porsche. Just another country music maker who's a city dwelling faker. You work the farm, I collect the books. Cows and plows and cockatoos. With my good looks, how could I lose? Time to buy a hat and tour again. A city dwelling faker. You work the farm, I collect the books. I'm a country boy, but I've never been to the country.
just can't drive a truck. I sing songs about trains, but I prefer to fly there. I'm a gambling man who's never tried his luck. Just another country music maker who's a city driving baker. You work the farm, I collect the bucks. Just another country music maker who's a latte swilling faker. You work the farm, I collect the bucks. Australia, it's Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn. And now, here he is, Jamie Dunn.
Not just me, Mrs. Marie. Say hello, Marie. Hey, say hello, Marie. Go on, say hello.
Good morning, Marie.
And my friend Paul.
Good morning.
From down the hall.
Yes.
With his back against the wall.
Away from the hall at the moment.
Oh, I loved it when we interviewed Ranger Stacey. And you spoke, and she went, "Is that Paul from down the hall with his back against the wall?"
Oh, I was a bit flattered.
Yeah.
She's Rangers, the Ranger Stacey.
You're becoming someone. Now, have you ever done anything for charity? What have you done for charity? Have you raised money for a club? Have you raised money for someone just in your general life? I'm not talking about through the radio station. I'm talking about in life. What have you raised money for, Paul? Nothing.
No.
You must have.
I know I have, but yeah. I just can't.
What clubs
really
were the
remember.
Kids in that you raised money for?
School?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, definitely school. Mm-hmm. Cancer, because I lost my old man to cancer.
Yeah. I lost my mum to cancer.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Oh, it is, yeah. Were you with him when he died?
Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
I know. Same for me.
I found that more intense than the birth. Why are we talking about death? But more
it's
intense.
It's just a week. We're just talking.
Yeah. More intense than the birth of a child. Because my first child was born 4 months later. And
the last thing I said to my father was, "You make me proud."
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, it just came out. And I could tell that it made him proud that I said it.
Mm.
You know? And the last thing, this kills me. The last thing my mother said to me, she died in my arms, was, "I'm sorry to be so much trouble."
Oh,
oh my Lord. Anyway, have you raised, you've raised money for cancer. What did you raise money for?
Probably the girls' netball clubs.
Mm. How did
school?
You raise money?
Oh, sausage sizzles.
Yeah.
Pie drives. Selling chocolates.
You know, there was, a disabled cyclist that we raised money for at B105, and we did a Lamington drive.
All right, yep.
But we changed the car park, and we had Lamingtons. Everyone made Lamingtons, and we lined them up, and people drove in on the way to work picked up Lamingtons, and we got that guy to Europe.
Lamingtons.
Yeah. And back when Kim...
That's a real Lamington drive.
Yeah,
cool.
And Kim Beazley was the deputy prime minister at the time, I think, or opposition leader, I'm not sure. But he sat there selling Lamingtons to people.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Now, what made me start talking about this was I remembered on the weekend when I drove through Annerley, I used to raise money for the Lifesavers, but it was compulsory. It was the door-to-door appeal.
Oh, door knock.
The door knock.
How you go? I've never done that. I couldn't imagine.
Oh.
I had some on the weekend. It was the Labor Party came to our door.
Right. Okay.
And I had a bunch of a mate, his kids left bow and arrows out the front, so there's a bunch of serious-looking bow and arrows on the front doorstep. So I was contemplating using them.
Yeah, well, This is me knocking on a door at Fairfield in Brisbane, just because you did Annalee, that had that whole area. I knocked on the door.
Hello.
And no, yeah, no, no, nothing, no. Nothing. I went. And then you hear the claws of a big dog trying to get traction on the liner.
Yeah.
Okay, so you hear. It's like, he starts in the kitchen and he's gone down the back stairs.
Oh, no.
I'm knocking on the front door shitting myself.
Oh, he wasn't coming through the house.
He came up the side. Oh. I ran down the main path and I jumped over the gate and he's gone. And I thought, I can't do this anymore. I just can't do it anymore.
Oh, no.
Who let the dogs out?
The party was spiced, the party was bumping.
Hey-ya.
And everybody having a ball.
Hey-ya.
Until the fellas started in calling.
Hey-ya.
And the girls respond to the call. Hey-ya. I hear a poor boy shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Just when you thought it was safe to turn your radio back on, comes this.
Hi, it's Dwayne here, and I listen to the best country of Jamie and Dunn. I'm sorry.
Coming to you right the way round Australia. It's Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn. It's nice. It's unusual. It's different.
It is different. I got Paul, I got Marie, I got me, and I got a bit of happiness. And speaking of happiness, the nicest man in the world, Bill Allum, who's in Murphy's Pigs, and who happens to be Marie's uncle.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Uncle Bill.
Yes.
And is the reason that Marie and I actually met.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I had to warm an audience up for his band doing a DVD.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't be bothered going, and you only just were bothered going.
Shh, don't tell Uncle Bill that.
And accidentally we just bumped into each other.
Yeah, correct.
And you found me irresistible.
Irresistible, baby.
So from that moment on, we've been together. And Bill and Auntie Maureen are in an incredible marriage.
Yes.
An incredible marriage. Mm-hmm. He's in the pipe band. He's in, Murphy's Pigs.
Mm-hmm. What does he play?
He plays percussion.
Mm.
Yeah. He plays percussion.
And they've got five kids.
No matter where they go.
23 grandkids.
Five kids. No.
23 grandkids.
So they wouldn't have a camper trailer?
No.
No, they put them up in the house, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
They're forever dropping kids, picking them up, and they love it.
Mm.
And they've got something about them. There's something about their marriage which is, it's longevity, it's love, it's, companionship. They're almost one.
Mm.
You know, when he went to Winton for the Outback Fest Nest thing? She went with him.
Yeah.
She goes everywhere with him.
Well, that's like you guys now, isn't it?
That's because of COVID. She can't get rid of me. Although she hurt my feelings yesterday, but I'm not going to say why.
Oh.
No.
Love and marriage.
No, you should say why.
Oh, no, I don't want to. It makes me look bad. I'm going to ring Bill Allum. Ring Bill Allum, the nicest man in the entire world. And we'll find out the secret to a happy marriage.
I hope he knows it.
Good morning, Bill speaking.
Bill, it's Jamie. It's my wife, Marie, who happens to be your niece.
Hi, Uncle Bill. How are you?
It's Paul from down the hall with his back against the wall.
Hey, Uncle Bill.
Audio guy.
Hi, Paul. How are you, mate?
Good, mate.
Now, the reason I'm ringing is to find out the secret to a happy marriage. Now, we were just saying that you and Maureen are one, and if it wasn't for you, I never would have met my just wonderful wife.
I know, I know. It's a win-win, isn't it?
Oh,
and
you know,
we now are related to a celebrity or somebody who used to be somebody.
Yes, and, I used to be someone once.
I know. How fantastic, sir.
Which is good to have in a family, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. You've got to have, oh, you know, old Uncle Jamie. He used to do children's television.
Do that thing. Yeah. Do that thing he used to do.
Good night, everyone.
Well, we're all impressed. Mm. Everybody.
Well, we're impressed with you.
From Marianne to Joey.
Now, come on.
Everybody's impressed.
You tell me, honestly, what is the secret to a happy marriage?
The real secret is, I believe, in if you're lucky enough to marry your best friend, well, then it just doesn't get any better than that. A lot of people marry somebody for different reasons, and then they think they can change that person to be the type of person that would suit them to live their life with, and that never works. It only ever works for a short time, and it just limps along until it ends. The true secret is to marry your best friend and you love them the way they are. You don't want to change them at all, and it's a life of compromise and richness.
I was just so lucky that I married my best friend, who happens to be 20 years younger than me, and cracking hot.
It's a win-win, isn't it?
Yes, it is. What's
it
the
is
best thing about Maureen?
Oh, she was. We had a lovely, lovely weekend last weekend, actually, and we're planning on having a duplicating it today. But last weekend we've been doing a little bit of extra gardening. We started doing it for Kelly's baby shower. Kelly's had twins now last week, born on Wednesday, I think, and the little boy and little girl are doing really well. Not named yet, but as soon as we've got names, we'll let you know. Let all the listeners know.
Jamie and Marie, or you can throw a Paul in there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just Jamie and Jamie.
Yes. Well, I won't say anything because you've got a bit of an idea what it might be, but I don't want to...
You'll ruin it.
Sabotage it.
Yeah.
But anyway, we started doing a lot of bits and pieces so that we could show off a bit and everybody would feel nice and comfortable when they were at our place. And that's led to doing more and more. And we're going to celebrate our 47th wedding anniversary with a donkey. So we purchased a donkey as symbolic to assisting us in our journey for the rest of our life.
So you're telling me that Maureen has a nice ass?
Yes. with two wonderful panniers.
Have you bought a real donkey?
It's a real terracotta donkey.
Oh, it's a terracotta.
Yeah, it doesn't eat grass, but I tell you what, it looks so comfortable in amongst the cactus garden. So we've got our San Patricio cactus garden with a Mexican donkey and some beautiful Mexican urns, jugs, you know, water carrying vessels. And it's just wonderful. Wonderful doing stuff like that.
Together.
Yeah. Maureen's got heaps of ideas. And as long as I put all those ideas into action without arguing and without trying to change them at all.
Correct.
Then it all works. Every now and again I do stuff when she's not looking.
Yeah.
But she always notices.
Well, when there's a 20-year gap, what happens is Marie put some pavers down last weekend to walk into the farm, And before she put the papers down, she put down a chair for me to sit and watch her. She's so thoughtful. Yeah. All right, Bill, we'll have a good one, eh?
Oh, are you going to ask me if I'd like to request a beautiful song for my bride?
Yes, would you like to request a beautiful song for your beautiful bride?
Well, I actually, you caught me off guard. I wasn't...
Oh, for God's sake, just name a song.
The Fury Brothers singing Sweet 16.
All right.
And it's got to be the Fury Brothers and Davey Arthur, because he plays a beautiful banjo in the lead up, just the way John and Vinny do it when they do it, especially for Maureen and me.
Ah, Murphy's Pigs. All right. Okay, what was the name of it again? Your Sweet 16.
Yeah, all when right. you were Sweet 16.
All right, done deal.
Paul, have you found it, Paul?
Hold on. It's still going.
Hold on.
Well, you turn it up. Here it comes.
Okay, thank you.
See ya.
Love right. you. Bye. Bye.
Love you, Marie. See you, Paul.
I love you.
Love bye, you. Jamie.
Love you. Love you, Uncle Bill.
Me too.
Love light in your eyes. I thought the world held not but joy for me. And even though we've drifted far apart, I never dreamed but what I dream of thee. I love you as I've never loved before. Since first I saw you on the village green. Come to me in my dreams of love alone. I love you as I loved you when you are sweet, when you are sweet, 16.
one without the other.
This is where I get to ask my wife, Marie, something about our marriage and that we reveal all. I haven't even spoken to her about it. That's what I love about radio. Just happens. Now, you were married for 30 years.
Yes.
To the same man.
Yes, correct.
And you maintain you only wasted 29 of those?
No, I think I said 25.
Yeah, and I was married for 7 the first time and 23 the second time.
There you go, that's 30.
Yeah. Well, my question about marriage, you and me, we're never going to say I love you again to anyone.
True.
And that is true, isn't it?
Mm.
And both of us were, like, separately, were never going to get married again.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because there was a couple of blokes circling you and one of them did mention, you know, the M word.
Whoa, he's got an excellent memory. Yeah. Excellent memory, Paul, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would remember something like that, though.
Oh, would you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And would you remember the man's name?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I got it.
Yes.
Am I allowed to say it?
No. Yeah.
Why?
No.
Okay.
Maybe I'll guess it.
No.
Jeremy.
No.
Jeremy?
No, there's only three letters in it.
Oh, stop, all right?
Dick.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's four.
Well, let's just make
Move on.
Omo. He's Mexican. Okay, but we were never going to say I love you again to anyone else because we were both burnt.
Yeah.
We were never going to get married again.
True.
Because we figured it was just completely useless.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are. I say I love you, what, every second sentence. It's my...
it's lovely. You're
it's,
lovely.
It's my standby.
Fallback. Yeah. Mm.
Fallback, yeah.
Yeah, or fallback position.
Yeah, yeah.
Even when you do something wrong or whatever, I give you a look and you go... I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Oh, that's you, Paul.
Yeah.
Through the teeth. Huh? When was the last time you told your wife that you loved her?
Oh, I'm kind of the same. I tell my wife all the time.
Oh, do you?
That's lovely.
Yeah. So we end up married.
Yes.
And saying I love you a lot. We were just hypocrites. 30 years you were married, 23 me.
No, we just didn't know.
That there was someone out there.
Yeah, that was worthwhile getting married for.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, that's my question, kind of. Why did you go again? What is it that makes you go again? You were never going to say I love you and you were never going to say I do.
Mm.
And you did both of them.
Yeah.
Mind
you. It was to you, though.
Mind you, it did cost me a couple of casks of Coolabah.
Yeah, I was wondering why you were serving me wine at 10 o'clock in the morning.
I do! And I love you!
Pop the toaster on, grab your coffee and sit back and relax. It's Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn. With thanks to Seats R Us. And now, here he is, Jamie Dunn.
Alrighty, years ago, raising money for the Children's Hospital, we were shooting a special for Channel 10 that I talked them into.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just little handheld cameras, you know, nothing intrusive. And we went to the Children's Hospital to get some stories. And I walked into this room and there was this little girl there, Daria. And Daria, oh, man, I don't know. Maybe she was 1.5, maybe 2. I'm not sure. But I do know that I got a call from her father the other day and I was nervous to call it back, wasn't I?
Yes.
I was thinking that there would be something. A problem because she was such a sick little girl, just so, so sick. I didn't think that she would last the week, truly. One of those terrible, terrible things where she's in the cot and she looked so... you know, not right. It was just, and her mum, Trina, was there with her, minding her. But the reason her father called me the other day is because she's 21 today.
Wow.
And that little girl walked, I met her in Corinda with her mum, who'd driven out there for Daria to walk with me to raise money for the Children's Hospital. Man, you know, I've had some experiences in my time and some humbling experiences. And when that little girl held my hand and walked to raise money, oh, my God, I, you know, tear your heart out of it, wouldn't you? She doesn't speak much, so I wouldn't be expecting one of the greatest calls in the world. So let us just ring Daria, who's 21 today.
Hello.
Is that Daria?
Yeah.
Daria, it's Jamie. Now, you probably don't remember me.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Oh, is that your mum, Trina?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We're aggro.
hang on, I'll just put him on.
Yes, please.
Hello, Daria. How are you? I met you when you were, I don't know, maybe one, maybe two. How old, Trina?
Two.
Two. I thought it was...
102.
102. And you were so sick. Oh, wow. Yeah. And then we walked, I remember, I was just saying, remember Corinda? You came out to Corinda and walked to raise money for the Children's Hospital? Oh, wow.
Yes. I remember that.
And now, of course, you're 21.
Yes.
I'm going to sing to you now. Are you ready?
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Daria. Happy birthday to you. Do you want the long ending or the short ending? Long? Okay, the long ending. Here we go. To you.
Funny.
Ah, thanks, Daria. And you're wonderful. And congratulations to, you know, 21 yeah. is really something. Can you put your mum on?
Yeah, I'm here. Mum here.
Oh, hey, Trina.
Hey, Jamie. Oh, hey, Agro, I should say.
No, I'm Jamie now. It sounds exactly the same.
How you going, Jamie?
Hey, Doug. Hey, how you going?
Good.
What a milestone. What an absolute milestone. I was just saying before, you know, I've had a lot of experiences in my life, and Daria is one that just keeps reoccurring and reoccurring. When I first met Daria, I did not think that she would...
I know.
I remember the moment looking in your eyes, Trine, and, you know, she was so sick, such a sick little girl. And then...
You remember?
And years later, you know, out of Corinda, you and Daria turning up and walking and bumping into Doug at the landscape place there over at is it Albany Creek? Somewhere around there you were?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You must be just completely amazed that you're here now.
I remember her telling you to hurry up when we were on the walk too.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
She hasn't changed.
No, that's right. I had blisters everywhere and she's gone, hurry up. Well, it's a wonderful day and, you know, to you and Doug and Daria, you know, all the best. I remember I went to a lunch with some what I would call wankers and we were getting 40-degree days and poor old Daria was on that she was on the woolen. She had to have the sheepskin.
Oh, she was in the full body brace then.
Yeah, man. And I came away from that and I rang them blokes up and I said, the three of us are putting an air conditioner into Daria's bedroom or somewhere at your house.
Yeah, at the Children's Hospital. It was at the Children's Hospital.
Yeah, we I made those guys kick in and we put an air conditioner in your house and all Diary did was fall over the carton out in the veranda, remember?
Yep.
Oh, that's right.
She fell over, broke her halo and ended up in hospital that day.
Yeah, yeah. I've done some wonderful things for children.
And then when we came with the day we went to visit you up the coast and she fell over at the Big Pineapple and you had to come and visit her at the hospital.
Oh, man. Well, look, congratulations to you guys. You know, you're wonderful parents and with a wonderful daughter and, you know, yeah, 21 is very special. Just, you know, I'm thinking of all of you and I better not send anything. She'll just fall over it.
Actually, be careful falling over.
Yes, you have to be careful falling over, Daria. You have a wonderful day, eh?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Love you.
Come and see you with your show with Ben.
Yeah. Yes. He's a crack up, that bloke. Oh, man.
You'll know Daria's in the crowd. You'll be able to hear her.
Yeah. All right, I'll leave you to it.
Thank you.
All right, Jamie. Thanks for calling.
See ya. Happy birthday, Daria.
Bye.
Say bye, Jamie.
Bye, Jamie.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying, gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain, I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle, sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. It ain't about how fast I get there, ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the
up to? Making a start on a long-winded list of things you've got to do. Well, I can think of something better, something much more fun. Well, you're in luck, turn the radio up. It's Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn.
Thank you very much for listening. Wherever you are around Australia, wherever you are in Brisbane, which is where we broadcast from, 98.9, welcome.
Hey, question.
Yes?
When do you mow your lawns? Do you have any particular day?
Okay, this is Paul from down the hall who has a little residential block.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually quite large.
Yeah, it's quite good. Yeah, I don't know how, but it's... It's not a tiny little city thing.
Well, we now live at the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Marie lived in an apartment.
Mm.
She used to own an apartment, but now she only owns half of it. And she just had plants on the veranda. And when she waters the plants on the veranda, sometimes she overwaters them and it goes over the edge and down into Grumpy Nana's place downstairs with the two sausage dogs.
Shut up!
That's her gardening is just that. And up the farm, I've got a tractor for when I was filthy, stinking rich. Mm-hmm. I bought something that the council may buy.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And sure. I get in the cockpit of that.
And turn the aircon on.
Yes. Pump up a bit of AC/DC and get down
with
into the grass.
With a seat to suit, and it has a special seat to suit.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Seats are us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It has a seats are us seat. That, yeah.
Very comfortable.
They put a top of the range seat in it, and the seat is worth more than the mower. Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's very flash.
Yeah. And when Pete came up to work on the mower and went, "Where'd you get that seat?" "Seats are us. That's really got the seat."
Yeah.
And it's a cracker.
Yeah.
It moves and it's got, you know, little pockets in it. It's fantastic.
Buttocks.
Yeah. I think they supplied those to the F-111s that used to be out at Amberley.
Really?
Anyway, yeah, go on.
We don't have a special day.
No.
We just...
No, well, I haven't either, and I would always find that I do it on Sunday arvo.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the lawns look magnificent, and I'm going back to work. So
you're
I
not
started,
there to enjoy it.
No, I started doing this thing where, like, as much as I wanted to chill out on Friday arvo,
yep.
Like yesterday arvo I did it,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to do the mowing.
Excellent.
And then you wake up Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And
beautiful.
It's,
yeah.
Yeah. Birds are singing, the lawn's cut.
But do you enjoy mowing the lawn?
Yeah, I do. I love it. Yeah.
It's more rewarding than doing housework because, you know, at least you mow the lawn and it looks good for a decent period of time. You know, if I mop the floors...
You're talking to guys.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Exactly. So 10 minutes later, there's all dirt and grass all over them again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's more rewarding than doing housework, that's for sure.
But I want to take you up to the farm. I get on my mower... The roller door comes up and I head out.
That's true.
I got a 57-inch cut. I said 57-inch cut.
What the hell?
And it's on a hydraulic lift. There's a lever to the right of me. As we're going in, I can lift that lever and lift the entire deck up with three sets of blades going... And if I have to go down into the village and take them out, I can do it with that mower.
My grandpa was a cowboy and his pa before him. They rode the range, killed the buffalo, and fought the Indian. But the great herd's on the prairie, and the wild frontier is gone. So to carry on my heritage, I go out and ride the lawn. Ride the lawn, ride the lawn. Here on my quarter-acre lot, I sing my freedom song. Ride the lawn, ride the lawn. Oh, oh. We'll hunt the dandelion down and whack him till he's gone. My neighbor is a slacker, and he rarely rides the lawn. He says that he likes wildflowers with dew on them at dawn. But the enemy travels quickly when the winds are strong. Next week while he's on vacation, his dandies will be gone. Ride the lawn,
ride the lawn,
ride the lawn,
ride the lawn.
Here on my quarter acre lot, I sing my freedom song. Ride the lawn,
ride the lawn,
ride the lawn. We'll hunt the dandelion down and whack him till he's gone.
Ride the lawn.
The problem with suburbia is you cannot shoot your gun. So how does one kill herds of moles who eat grass just for fun? Well, I've loaded up my arsenal with shells and ammo cans, and under cover of the fireworks, July 4th, I'll make my stand. Ride the lawn,
ride the lawn,
ride the lawn,
ride the lawn.
Here on my quarter acre lot, I sing my freedom song. Ride the lawn,
ride the lawn,
ride the lawn. We'll hunt the dandelion down and whack him till he's gone.
Ride the lawn.
My son came home from college, and he criticized my lawn. He said fertilizers, herbicides, and pesticides are wrong. Well, I'll listen to your politics and your weirdo leftist songs. But when you're under my roof, don't you dare speak ill of lawns. Ride the lawn,
ride the lawn,
ride the lawn,
ride the lawn.
Here on my quarter acre lot, I sing my freedom song. Ride the lawn,
ride the lawn,
ride the lawn. We'll hunt the dandelion down and whack him till he's gone.
And slip on your slippers while he slides in behind the microphone. It's time for Saturday Mornings with Jamie Dunn. And now, here he is, the man himself. Morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Dan, the man from Rockhampton. A very good friend of mine, a listener that became a friend. I love that. And this is Marie's segment. Marie, your segment is called...
Still no intro, hey?
No.
Nope, nope, nope.
No budget, doll.
Happily.
Yeah.
No intro.
Only budget for us.
I'd have to work to make you an intro.
Can I make my own? Can I do?
Yeah, go for it.
I'm going to give it a go.
Yeah, go now.
Not right now. I'll just... Jog Jamie's memory.
This is the segment where she mentions something and then I've got to talk about it. I don't know what she's going to mention, but I don't mind talking about it. It's something from my past,
mm-hmm.
and I will be brutally honest. And the people that I do sledge can ring in and say, that's, you know, not right. Go on, what's your, what are you going to jog my memory with this week?
Elton John.
Elton John, oh my God.
We best have the G-rated version.
No, then. No, no. I used to be promo manager at Polygram Records.
Elton John released his music through PolyGram Records. He came to do maybe four, five shows at Festival Hall when I was the promotions manager at PolyGram Records.
How old were you?
Oh, I don't know. Don't ask how old, what year, any of that stuff. I don't know.
What decade?
Oh, 80s, I guess.
Okay.
I guess 80s. Would it be 80s?
I got
anyway,
nothing.
He sold out at Festival Hall five nights in a row or whatever he did. But there was he had the entire top floor of the Park Royal Hotel down there at the gardens.
Yep.
And it was his birthday. And he was going to have a party after his fourth or fifth concert.
Yep.
And by then I was cooked. I'm a pretty straight guy. I'm not a party animal. I don't drink that much.
You never have been.
No. I rather go home to bed and you know. So anyway, I'm sitting at the Park Royal Hotel in the foyer waiting for Elton to get, ready for his birthday party, and Jim Drapes was beside me. He was the manager, and he was the Queensland manager, and I was just the promo guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Jim, I'm too tired. I can't do this. I can't. He was having it at 1 o'clock in the morning at Bonaparte's down in the valley.
Yep.
And I said to Jim, I can't. I'm too tired. I can't do it. And he said, well, go up and tell him. I'm not. So I got in the lift and I went up to the top floor. And I walked into Elton's room, and Elton was there in a white tracksuit making a cup of tea. That's what he was doing. He was making a pot of tea.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Elton, I'm sure you would rather I sold your records than came to your birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
I'm too tired. I'm going to go home, mate. And he said, have a look at what people have given me. It is just amazing. Have a look. And, of course, everything, and people made pictures, paintings, pottery,
yep.
Gifts.
Yeah.
And they were all lined up along the wall that went into his bedroom.
Mm.
And I went to have a look, and I took two steps inside his bedroom, and there was a couple of guys in bed. And one of them I knew from Channel 7 as a cameraman.
Oh, wow.
And I went, oh. Hello, David. He goes, g'day, Jamie. He's got the sheet up.
Oh, no.
I know.
Call in, David.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord. Oh, no, I changed his name to protect the innocent. Yeah. But I had no idea. The other guy I knew, but I didn't know David. Oh, man. That was the strangest thing, hey, to find someone you work with
in that situation.
In bed, naked in bed with a sheet up under his chin.
With Elton John.
No, like there's two. Elton was making a cup of tea.
Yeah.
There was another bloke in there.
But Elton was in there, wasn't he?
No, he was still. He still made the cup of tea.
No, I mean...
What do you...
No, he at wasn't some point, participating. No, he I think was. No, I don't think so. I think he was just providing the... venue.
Oh, really. Right.
I don't know. I didn't...
You didn't
think
get that?
You think I was going to hang around.
The world.
Join all the fun and frivolity with thanks to Seats R Us. On Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn.
Thanks to Seats R Us, and it's business as usual at Seats R Us out there at Rockley. Say g'day to Mark, say g'day to Nick, Kerry, Selwyn. They're all out there ready to do it. Their warehouses are chock-a-block full of stock.
Where are they?
They are Rockley. They are out in the little service road there at Rockley. Grenard Road and Ipswich Road.
Okay, yep.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You know, on that little corner there. Yes. So it takes a little bit to get to them, but they're there. And, you know, no matter where you are in Australia, they can have a seat to you virtually overnight.
Mm-hmm.
This is how good they are, and they've been around for 34. I keep listening to things where I've said 33, 34. I reckon they'd be onto their 35th year is what, yeah. Now, when you were growing up, were you in, like I was in the Lifesavers. I was in Tugun Lifesavers and I was in Noosa Lifesavers.
Yeah.
Were you in stuff like that?
No, nothing like that. I grew up in a country town, so...
Mullaney.
Yeah.
And if you kicked a soccer ball over the edge in Mullaney, you wouldn't get it for another week, would you?
Yeah, it was a bit of that.
On a mountaintop.
Yeah. Yeah, but massive
what
hill.
What sort of sport did you do, Don?
Netball. And basketball.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Were you goal attack?
Wing attack. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because
I was quite short.
You're not short?
I know, but I wasn't very tall then, you know. And they would put the taller girls in mm-hmm. those positions. That's just the way it was.
Huh.
Yeah, you know. You're tall, you go there. Mm. You're short, you go in the wings or the centre.
Yeah, I guess it's the same in rugby league, you know, the mm-hmm. little quick halfback.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Mm.
I was in Noosa, surf life. So, like, I've had something to do with surf life saving for a long time.
Mm.
And the R&R, you know what the R&R is?
Nope.
Rescue and resuscitation.
Oh, okay.
That's where they have, you know, the line.
The reel.
Yeah, the reel.
Yeah.
They still use it?
Well, they do in carnivals.
They do it for show.
Yeah. But it's all different now. But you used to line up and there'd be a bag full of marbles with numbers on them and then you picked out who you were going to be. This is before the event.
Mm.
So number one is patient, number two is beltman.
Okay.
You do not want beltman.
That's the person has to swim out, isn't it?
Yeah, because you know, the line is attached to a belt that's attached to you and you're trying to swim through the surf.
I don't know if I'd want to be the patient because you have to be out there pretending to drown. I'd drown before anyone got there.
This is the story of Bernard.
Bernard
was a cadet.
Mm-hmm.
And he was learning R&R, rescue and resuscitation. There's six of us, I think.
Okay.
And Bernard drew number one, which is?
Patient.
Good girl. Patient. Bernard got patient. And the boy is set out.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was set out quite a way because it's Noosa.
Yeah.
And it's a very gentle slope into the water, which is why everyone loves Noosa, because there's no...
You wouldn't even really call it a surf.
No, you wouldn't. No. There's very few. It's a beautiful bay, Laguna Bay.
It is.
It's just beautiful and good for kids and everything.
Mm.
Unfortunately, Bernard pulled patient.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he's got to then, when the gun goes off, he's got to swim out to the boy, reach the boy, put his hand in the air...
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the beltman goes, and then the linesmen all just feed the, you know, and the guy on the reel just, you know, it all happens.
Yeah.
So Bernard, the gun goes off, and Bernard, we're only training.
Yeah.
And it's a turquoise blue water up there, and you can see the bottom. It's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's beautiful. And he's swimming out to the boy, and this big black dolphin has gone between him and the boy. A little bit in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you're at water level.
Mm.
So young Bernard is stroking away. And then he sees a shadow, he thinks, in front of him going, and he's gone from doing freestyle to doing breaststroke. Okay, so he's like, he does a couple of things at breaststroke, looking around going, Did I see? I don't know whether I saw that. It's not just me in the world. There's somebody, and he gets more confidence. He goes, I think I'm right. And he's back to freestyle.
Okay.
And he's swimming to the boy. And he gets closer to the boy. But this time the dolphin does a Yui and comes back and is right in front of Bernard. He's gone. And Bernard's completely stopped. And he's gone, I'm not alone. And when you're at that level, you see a fin. You don't know whether it's going up and down or it's just coming towards you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he swims to the boy. And I have never seen anyone get up on a boy. But he got up.
I think I could give it a try.
Bernard wasn't getting his ass in that water for no one. Bobbing up and down on this boy with his little hand in the air.
Save me.
Help me. I don't want to play anymore. And then he heard this song. And it was all done.
It's the beginning of the weekend. What are you up to? Making a start on the long-winded list of things you've got to do? Well, I can think of something better, something much more fun. Well, you're in luck. Turn the radio up. It's Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn.
Top of the morning to you. A couple of things that I wanted to talk about that I hadn't. You think about it during the week. Sunrise gave away $60,000.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, man. And, you know, they ring and you got to pick up within three rings,
isn't it? Yeah.
All that stuff.
Mm.
And they were giving away $60,000 and the lady answered the phone, hello. And they went, you've won $60,000. She said, oh, it's good. I'm a pensioner and I've got six children. Well, they're all grown up now, but, thank you so much for $60,000. And she was kind of underwhelmed a bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was at home watching and I thought, seriously, what's a pensioner going to do with $60,000?
Oh.
I got a bit cheesed.
I thought you were going to say it was a. That's what they want, isn't it?
You don't want to go to someone who's got a lot of money.
No, but I think she seemed like she was used to living the way she lives, and
she'll probably just give it to her kids.
That's right.
Yeah.
So what's the point of it?
Well, the kids get something out of it.
Oh, look at you. I was at home going, I could do with that $60,000. Why didn't my phone ring? Oh, g'day, Koshy, it's Jamie. And Koshy would have gone, I know you need money, Jamie. But no, they gave it to a pensioner.
Oh, well.
Somewhere in the back blocks of New South Wales.
Well, she entered and she answered the phone.
Only just. She was like, hello.
One of the last times I saw a sale of the century, this little old lady was on and she was in the middle.
Mm.
And the whole thing went past and she didn't answer one question.
Oh, no.
And it was right towards the end and they said, finish the song titled by the Jackson 5.
Mm-hmm.
Blame it on the... And she went really quick and I went, oh, thank God she got it. And she said, Bossa Nova?
See what I mean? That's what I mean. And the other thing I wanted to talk about was, like, I was going to make yesterday Friday.
Huh?
You're looking at me going, oh, well, it was Friday. Mm. But the Friday I meant was fry, as in chip day.
Oh.
So which takeaway has the best chip?
Oh, okay.
Is it KFC? Is it Hungry Jack's? Or is it Macca's? Has the best fry.
You going to me first?
I'll go to you first.
I'll say my family all disagree with me because they like the fat chip. I like the thin chip, so that's Macca's.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Marie. Marie, on if yesterday was Friday, which fry?
And I could go to any takeaway to get chips.
Yeah, well, we're choosing out of KFC, Hungry Jack's and Macca's.
KFC.
They're the fat chips. We don't like the fat chips. They're fat chips, aren't they?
Yeah, there's too much potato.
They're not crisp.
Oh,
no.
There's too much potato.
Yeah, yeah.
There's not enough fat.
Yeah.
Whereas the Macca's chips, Yeah. My choice would be Macca's.
They
same
are crispy. Mm. They are the crispiest.
They're the crispy ones.
Mm. Yeah.
They are the crispy ones.
Yeah.
And we got some KFC because I'm on a special diet. The doctors insist that I do it.
Yeah, yeah. You usually blame Roxy.
Yes.
Which happened to stop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like Roxy's the blind dog.
Mm.
Yeah. Who seems to wake up when we go to a takeaway.
She does, yeah.
She knows
a
all
very
about
very good nose.
Yeah, mm. yeah, all about drive-thrus.
Mm. Yeah.
But anyway, I would go Macca's because Macca's tastes good. There's not too much potato in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and I can't even remember how Hungry Jacks are.
Yeah, that's what my family like. They like the Hungry Jacks. They're fat as well.
Are they?
Okay. Yep.
I don't like fat chips.
No, neither.
No.
No.
Too much potato.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which one did you go for? KFC.
Mm-hmm, KFC.
I spit on your grave.
Start your weekend off right by listening to Saturday with Jamie Dunn.
Grab your coat and get your hat and leave your worries on the doorstep. It's Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn.
Alrighty, I thought I'd go to the other end of Australia. I thought, oh, I better say hello to Kerry Jackson. Bumped into him down at New Farm. What's the name of that cafe we go to?
Well, it used to be Cafe 63, but it's called MK Cafe.
MK Cafe.
MK.
Yeah. Well, he had a photo with me outside the front of MK Cafe. I thought it was Kerry Jackson. Came inside, sat down next to Marie, and she said, did he say his name was Terry? And just threw me.
Yeah.
But I think it's Kerry Jackson. Thanks for listening, mate. I appreciate it. Every Saturday he listens, and good on ya. Let's go to the other end of Australia and ring Tassie Jill. We'll see what happens in Tassie.
I love Tassie.
Oh, she's a country girl.
Hello?
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 Jill?
Yes?
Jamie?
How are you?
Good. I've got Paul opposite me and my wife Marie beside me.
Hello, Tassie Jill.
Hi, Tassie Jill.
Hello, how are you all?
We're good. How are you?
Very good.
Bedridden at the moment.
Oh, that's no good.
How are you?
No. Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh,
my legs have decided to leave me, not let me walk on them.
Oh, my Lord. I remember you were in the moon boots when you came up here for the listener party.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. And you, oh, well, I don't want to intrude onto your,
convalescence. No, that's okay. You make me day.
Oh, good on you. Good on you.
Well, at least it's not COVID because
that's
Tasmania
right.
is doing a very good job of staying COVID-free, which is great.
Aren't we ever?
Yeah. But we want to come back. We want to come back and visit.
Yeah, beautiful down there. Beautiful.
Yeah.
You've had those, the pilot whales. That was a disaster, wasn't it?
Yeah, strong. Yeah, that's been shocking, eh?
Yeah, over 400 whales. Man, oh,
yeah, that's a lot of meat, a lot of fish.
Yeah, yeah, God. But anyway, so what's happening in Tasmania as we speak, apart from you having to lie in bed and look around outside you?
Down at Jeeveston at the moment, which is nearly at the bottom. It's about 50K from the bottom end of Tassie, the furthest part you can go.
Mm. What are you doing down there, apart from not being able to walk?
My daughter's moved out here onto a farm.
Oh, lovely.
So Warren's helping them. Yeah, she's putting some tunnels in for vegetables and stuff. So, yeah, giving her a hand there.
Oh, my Lord. That's all you do. You just wander around Australia. I love it. I love it in your old international.
Yeah, not just Australia now, but Tassie for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Jeez. Oh, well, and is it cold down there?
Today it's a beautiful day, but yesterday it was freezing. We had snow off the mountains yesterday.
Snow off the mountain. Oh.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do very well down there, being bald.
We'll get you a beanie.
Warren doesn't like the snow, the cold either.
But is he bald?
Well, just close enough to it. He's got to pay me searching fees when I cut it.
Well, Tassie Jill, get better, get well. Would you like a song? You can have a song if you want to cheer you up.
I would like to for Nana Fran, Slim Dusty's The Traveller's Prayer.
Okay, Slim Dusty's The Traveller's Prayer it is. Paul, could you... One Slim Dusty's Traveller's Prayer, please, Paul! Coming up!
May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face, and the rain fall soft upon your track. Shelter in the storm. May the dust be soft beneath your feet, and the dark give rest before the dawn. And until we meet again, may God hold you safely in the palm of his hand. In the palm. In the palm of his hand, safely in the palm of his hand.
Listening to Saturday with Jamie Dunn.
Grab your coat and get your hat, and leave your worries on the doorstep.
It's Saturday mornings with Jamie Dunn.
I can squeeze one more phone call in, can't I?
Hello? is that you, Coachy? I've won $60,000? That's nice.
Let's ring my mate Ray. He's a good bloke. They got Yalbaroo, that B&B.
98.9 for the best country. Who would you like to talk to?
I'd like to speak to someone with a personality, please.
Oh, hang on. I'll just put you on to Marie, mate. Hang on.
Hey, Raybo.
Hello.
Very cheeky.
G'day,
today.
Marie, Jamie, and Paul. How are you?
Yeah, good mate. Good.
Where are you, and what are you doing? Over.
Oh, mate, we're just going into Boona Town.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, we're over in Boona, and we we're doing a big job over in Crosby.
Where?
Yeah, Crosby.
Croftsby. Oh.
Yeah.
Who names these towns?
I don't know.
I don't know, but it's It's like the dancing bear, you know what I mean?
Oh, the dancing bear. You were listening.
Oh, mate, that was the funniest thing. Do you know what's wrong with that program?
What?
You got to wait till Saturday to listen to yous. I mean...
Oh, you lovely.
We should just get 5 days of that.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're doing. You're trying to manage me again.
Trying to get you a wage rise, mate.
Boona is such a beautiful area around Boona. I remember driving into Boona and I went through a speed trap, which was a copper on the side of the road pinging people. Just before the, it's like a cafe at the top of the hill there on the, as you go in on the left. And,
Flavors Cafe, it's called, Jamie.
Oh, you know it.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Rachel and I had, morning tea there yesterday.
Oh, lovely, mate. Lovely.
Yeah.
It's an old house, it's an old homesteady type house thing.
Yeah. It belongs to a mate of mine, Graham Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
And he's, he's got, Bunjurgan Charolais. He's got Charolais cattle. Yeah. I think it's Charolais milk that goes in the coffee. I'm not sure.
Bunjurgan. forget it. Anyway, I drove into Boona and I got pinged, but I wasn't speeding, and he just looked at me and gave me a bit of a nudge, and I went into Boona and I went and had a cup of coffee, and then I had a bit of a drive around Boona. And I came back in past the police station, and it was the same policeman mowing the lawn at the police station.
I'll tell you what, that same little policeman, I don't know if it's the same one, but this one was in a blue car yesterday, and he was sitting just under the trees near the Dugan Den, near the pub there.
Yeah.
And he was in a plain clothes car, so he's... And anyway, we'd gone and delivered the truck and the grader out to this job at... Crofty there, and Rachel picked me up, and we're going back into Boona, and here he is. As we're coming along, all the cars are flashing, and then well, I think he might have went back and mowed the lawn, because I don't know if he got anybody, you know.
He might have gone back and changed into the bottle brush costume that he wears. You know, you just can't tell. If you can't tell in Boona, if you see a bottle brush holding a camera, you know it's the copper.
They're all pretty good out here, though. They're all not too bad, you know. So, yeah. How's it all going for you guys? Yours have been funny as.
Oh, good on you. Yeah, it's going good for us. Yeah, Paul's going away on holidays, a week's holiday with his kids, which is, I think he'd rather stay at work, but, you know, you've got to do these things. And Marie, I hit a bit of a wall last week, and Marie ended up putting the pavers in instead of me. I sat there in a chair like an old bloke and watched
her. Supervised, didn't you? Yeah, good advice. Just lift up that one. Bit more dirt
what
there.
What about...
How's the Yalbaroo going?
Mate, Yalbaroo Station's going really well. It's starting to take off. We've had a fair few people come through now with their horses.
Yeah.
And which is really good. Rachel's, she's built a pretty, I reckon she's going to do Rockley Markets out of a job. She's built this great big veggie garden there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Yeah, it's funny.
You know what? I think it's time, mate.
It's time.
I think it's time you married that woman.
True.
You marry that girl. Isn't there a song about that? You got to marry that.
Yeah. And in fact, I signed my house over to Marie within weeks of meeting her, knowing that she would get it anyway.
Yeah.
Right,
I did the same
tattoo.
Thing for Rachel.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
See, mate, we're the right, same, smart, you and I.
Very smart man.
Yeah, no, I did the same thing. I said, look, you know, because you're living here, you may as well have half of the debt and everything. So I was really good to her there.
Yeah, half of the debt. Yes, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
All right. Well, have a cracker of a day, mate, eh?
Oh, mate, I've got to tell you, Zay, and I really mean this sincerely, is it really had a smile on my dial there on Saturday morning. I tell you what, that was the funniest thing, and you all sound so good together, and you're just sitting up there. It's like having a party, I reckon.
Yeah.
Like you do it in there.
It's kind of an accident that it happened because I was supposed to do the Saturday show, and Marie came with me, and I said, oh, we'll throw a female voice into the mix, just sit down and talk. And she said, oh, I don't want to. I'll sound stupid. I don't want to. And Paul had nothing else to do because he's a bit of a loner.
Can I hang with you, Paul?
Diddling, ding, ding.
Him and his banjo. Yeah, so we just accidentally end up with a show. But I like ringing you, mate, and find out what's going on. We must get together again soon, eh?
Oh, yeah, you're going to come out?
No.
What are we going to do?
I don't know, mate.
It's out there. I bought a buggy too.
Oh,
did you?
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Did you really? Yeah.
Did you get it off, what's his name, Matt Edwards?
Matty Edwards at Star Yamaha, yeah. And it's the one that you wanted, you know, yeah, you said
you
want a three-seater.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's good.
Hi, I'm
Jamie Dunn, and when I buy Yamaha, I buy from Matty Edwards at Bow Desert.
That's exactly right. he's in Jimboomba, actually. But
Hi, I'm Jamie Dunn, and when I buy Yamaha, I don't go to Bow Desert. I go to Jimboomba. Matty Edwards.
That's it. And, we had some people out the other day that booked the B&B, and... And you know how, like, when you're in the bush and you say, now go up that track there and then turn right. And anyway, we said, look, bugger it. Hop in the buggy and we'll drive you.
Exactly.
Anyway, so we whizzed them up through there. And I think one of them need to have a Valium and all that.
Yeah, your driving is, you're confident.
yeah, but I tell you what, it's so good to hear you. And that what you're doing in there is really, really good. I tell you, it's the funniest thing there on Saturday. It was awesome.
Right? Good on you, Ray. Have a good day, mate, eh?
Same to you, and see you later. See you, Paul. See you, Marie.
Catch you, mate.
Bye, Ray.
All right, see you, mate.
Pop the kettle on and slip on your slippers while he slides in behind the microphone. It's time for Saturday Mornings with Jamie Dunn. And now, here he is, the man himself. Morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Dan, the man from Rockhampton. That's it for us. We're cooked. We're over. We're finished. We're done. Stick a fork in us. We're cooked.
Oh.
Okay.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. Hello, Bunya Mountains.
Yes. Paul's going on holidays to the Bunya Mountains.
Oh.
And you're staying in a house. You're not taking the
camper trailer. No camper trailer.
It's...
So if anyone wants to buy a camper trailer.
Is it in good nick?
Yeah.
You should see Dan from Rockhampton's just bought one. You could have flogged it to him.
He got a fancy one.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I've gone through it with him.
Yours is just the basics?
Yes.
Has it got a water container?
One that you carry.
Yeah. Okay, so if you're looking for a very basic camper trailer, give us a call here at 1-800-PAUL from down the hall with his back against the wall. That's a lot of numbers, but it's worth it. See you next week.
Please.
Saturday Mornings with Jamie Dunn. 98.9 FM for the best country. With thanks to Seats R Us. Good morning, Australia.